Today's daf is Mi'ila daf hey. We will begin 10 lines from the bottom of daf dalet amid beis klal omer Rabbi Yeshua. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sar Aliza. So we're still in the beginning of Masechtas Mi'ila, still becoming familiar with some of the basic yesoidis of Mi'ila. So again, Mi'ila, Rashi in Chumash defines very, very simply as nene min ha-hektish. Someone's moil behektish when he has hanof from hektish. Someone's moil b'mezen, achloik is Rebbe in the Chachamim, according to Rebbe Yischai, misa b'dei shamayim, not chorus, misa b'dei shamayim, according to the Chachamim, he gets malchus. If someone is moil b'shoigig, that the Torah says, he has to bring a carbon asham, da'asham me'ilois. Additionally, he has to make hektish whole. He has to pay for the value of hanah that he had, and he has to tack onto that an additional chaymish. The pasuk says, "Nefesh ki simoil mal v'chata b'shgaga mikodshei Hashem." Chazal said that from the fact that the Torah used the interesting term kodshei Hashem when describing kodshim in the context of Mi'ila, zoisei meres, not all kodshim is subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Only kodshei Hashem. What does kodshei Hashem mean? So again, Rashi and Chumash, the ultimate mefarish, says kodshim that's miyuchadim l'Hashem. So when kodshim is miyuchadim l'Hashem, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has exclusive rights to this kachem. That's when the halach is, if someone's nenem in a hektish, he's considered a moil. Kachem, however, that's not miyuchadim Hashem. You don't have the halach of mi'ila. What's kachem that's miyuchadim Hashem? Rashi said, it's all kachem with the exception of kachem kalem. Yatsu kachem kalem. In other words, kachem bedek habayis is going to be considered kachem Hashem. Kachem izbeach, which is kachem kadashim, is also going to be considered kachem Hashem. It's only kachem kalem that's not considered kachem Hashem. Stating that, we know the halacha, the topic of many of the sugyas of Masechtas Mi'ila, and that is there are times that kachem kadashim cannot be subject to the laws of Mi'ila, and there's times that kachem kalem is subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Baser kachem kadashim la'achaz rika, there's no mi'ila. A mure kachem kalem la'achaz rika, there is mi'ila. So zrika impacts mi'ila. How so? A mure kachem kalem la'achaz rika, there is mi'ila. Baser kachem la'achaz rika, there is no mi'ila. The first Mishnah, and really the first sugya of the Masechta, discussed what happens if you have kachem kadashim, and the Kohen was doing the Avodah, there was some sort of psul in the Avodah. How does that impact the halachas of Mi'ila? Now, as it relates to the Emure Kachim Kadashim, the assumption is for sure there's going to be Mi'ila. The discussion is specifically regarding to the Basar Kachim Kadashim, meaning we know that Zrika is Moitzi Basar Kachim Kadashim from Mi'ila. So the question is, what happens if there was a Zrika, but the Zrika was a Zrika Psula, because there was something wrong in this carbon that caused the Zrika not to be a proper Zrika. The question is, how does it impact the halachos of Mi'ila as it relates to the Basar Kachim Kadashim? And the Mishnah said it depends. Sometimes a psul in a carbon is going to make it that there should no longer be any Mi'ila regarding the Basar Kachim Kadashim. And sometimes a psul is not going to be able to have that effect. What is the rule? That's where we're up to. Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said the rule is as follows. Kol shehoyis lo shatzet l'kayanim ein moilim ba. Anytime this Kachim Kadashim was mutter l'kayanim, what part of Kachi Kadashim would be Mutter L'Kayanim? So the Basar Kachi Kadashim would be Mutter L'Kayanim. The Ur is also Mutter L'Kayanim. But there's no reason to confuse it. Basar Kachi Kadashim, if it was Mutter L'Kayanim, a Mayalimba. The Chol Shalei Hoysa L'Shaset L'Kayanim, Mayalimba. If it was never Mutter L'Kayanim, then there would be Mila. Izoyish Hoysa L'Shaset L'Kayanim. What's examples of Kachi Kadashim when it was Mutter L'Kayanim? Meaning, what type of psul comes after it already had a Shaset L'Kayanim? Shelona, psulina, vishinit mas, the psul of Toma, v'shayatzah, so psul yoytzah. What's an example of a psul in a carbon that would come before there was a shas hetel l'kayanim, shenishchata chutz l'zmana v'chutz l'mkayma, also known as pigol, v'shakiblu psulin, v'zarku as dami. Or if the Kabbalah was done to psul, or if the Zrika was done to psul, we'll see exactly in the Gemara what that means. Either way, so the rule to know whether a Kotche Kadoshim was brought Bepsol, whether there would be Mi'ila on the Basa or there would not be Mi'ila on the Basa. Rabbi Yeshua said, Kol Shal Hoysala Shaset Alakayanim, Ein Mailamba, the Kol Shali Hoysala Shaset Alakayanim Mailamba. Now, Pasha, when you read the Mishnah, if you were learning Mishnayas Mesachis Mi'ila, you would think for sure that what Yeshua is saying is, a carbon that had a Shaset Alakayanim means there was a proper Zerika. A carbon that didn't have a Shaset Alakayanim means there wasn't a proper Zerika. Why should it depend on Zerika? Because Basar Kotche Kadoshim La'achaz Zerika, the halacha is there's no meila. So if the carbon became psul after the zrika, so there was already a zrika that was not to the basa midei meila, even if later a psul developed, who cares? It happened after the kasha zrika. There was already a shas hetel lekayanim. The shas hetel lekayanim goes hand in hand with the fact that there's no longer the halacha of meila. If, however, the psul happened before the zrika, so that means there never was a zrika to be moitzi midei meila. Now the zrika psula maybe doesn't have the ability to be moitzi midei meila, and as a result, the halacha is going to be mayalim bay. That's for sure the pashup shot, and that's going to be the Skona. Stating that, we have a blot and a half of shakla v'tarya as to whether, in fact, that is what Rabbi Yeshua meant. Now, if that's not what Rabbi Yeshua meant, what did he mean? The Gemara is going to suggest two additional possibilities. In other words, there's three ways to learn what Rabbi Yeshua meant when he said Shas Hetel Akayanim, and that's where the Gemara picks up. Amalei Bar Kapora le Bar Poda. So Bar Kapora told Bar Poda, Ben Achoisi, my nephew. Tomorrow we're going to come to Beis Medrash, and I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to make a very, very big tumult. So I'm giving you a heads up. Re'ei, pay attention, and look into it a little bit, prepare. Here's the Ma'ar Mekoymus. So tomorrow, when I bring this up in Beis Medrash, you'll have what to say. What's this big tumult? I'm going to ask the following question. When Rabbi Yeshua was Toila, Mi'ila, Bikotche Kadoshim, where the carbon is possible in Shas Hetel Kayanim, Oiloi Hoysa Shas Hetel Kayanim. What did he mean when he said Shas Heter? Did he mean Heter Shchita Shaninu? He meant that there was a Kosher Shchita. Meaning, if the Psul happened after the Kosher Shchita, at that point, there's not going to be Mi'ila. Kosher Loi Hoysa Shas Hetel Kayanim means that there wasn't even a Kosher Shchita. A Heter Zrika Shaninu. Or maybe when he meant Shas Heter, he didn't mean Heter that there was a kosher shchita, but rather what he meant was there was a kosher kabbalah. Why would kosher kabbalah be called Heter Zrika? Because once you do kabbalah, now at this point, the next avodah that you're ready to do is to do the zrika. But Heter shchita means there was a kosher shchita. Heter Zrika means, very important, the chapash pshat in the next staff and a half. Heter Zrika means there was a kosher kabbalah. Or Heter Achila Shaninu. Or maybe what he meant was there was a Heter Achila. What's matter basar ba'achila? Zrika, so that means there was a kosher zrika. Meaning, he said, I have three tzadim of what shas heter means. Does shas heter mean there was a kosher shchita? Does shas heter mean there was a kosher kabbalah? Or does shas heter mean there was a kosher zrika? There's four avoides: shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. The only one of the avoides that Bar Kapara knew for sure Rabbi Yeshua didn't mean was halacha. Halacha in general is treated very differently when you talk about the Dalet Avoides Adam and Mesech Tzvach and Mesech Tzmanachas. But the other three, he thought maybe that's what he was referring to. He wasn't sure. Maybe he meant Shechita. Maybe he meant Kabbalah. Maybe he meant Zrika. So he said, this is the Shaila that I'm going to bring up, and I want you to look into it. I want you to be Me'ayin in the Inyan, says the Gemara. The Shaila was brought up in Beis Medrash, and Chizki was there. And Chizki, Yom Chizki, said, Heter Shchita Shaninu. You know what Shas Hetel Kayanim means? I think it means Shchita. It's all about the Shchita. So if the Psul happened before there was a Kasher Shchita, there's going to be Me'ila. If the Psul happened after there was a Kasher Shchita, at that point, there's no Me'ila anymore. Rabbi Yechon, Yom Heter Achila Shaninu. Rabbi Yechon said, no, I think it's the other extreme. I think there has to be a Kasher Zrika. So nobody picked Kabbalah. Chizki said, Shchita, and Rabbi Yechon said, Achil Amr Rab Zeira said, like Aikam Asisin, like Chizki, like Rabbi Yechon. He says, if you'd ask me, I think the Mishnah is not Mashma, sign not like Chizkiya, and sign not like Rabbi Yechon. Meaning, I think the Mishnah is Mashma, the middle side. It's Mashma that it's all about the Kabbalah. We're Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Shalana, Veshenet Mas, Veshayatzes. Rabbi Yeshua gave examples of Shas Hetel Akayanim. What were his examples of Shas Hetel Akayanim? If there was Lina, if there was Tumah, or if there was yotze. Then he gave examples of where it wasn't shaset l'kayanim. If it was done with a machsheves pigo, if it was kiblu psulin, v'zarku estam. But one of the examples he gave of where there was a shaseter was where there was lina. Now, my lav de lon dam. Isn't it talking about where what became possible lina? The dam became possible lina? Now, psulina could affect dam. Psulina could affect basar. Psulina could affect emurim. But dam, for sure, could become possible lina. And the stimas l'shoymesh of Rabbi Yeshua said, Zair, it sounds like the dam that becomes possible lina is going to be considered shas hetel l'kayanim. Now, if the dam became possible lina, v'ktoni ein mayalim boy, shma mina, het ezrika shaninu, must be that before you do ezrika, it's already considered a shas hetel l'kayanim. Must be then that the zrika is for sure not what makes it shas hetel l'kayanim. Because in the case where the dam was lan, there was never a kasher zrika. The dam had lina before the zrika. You can't have lina after the zrika. After the zrika, it's all over. So, of course, the lina must have taken place before the zrika. So, if the lina took place before the zrika, must be there was never a kasher zrika. What was there? Oh, there was a kasher kabbalah. So, it was a kasher kabbalah. Isn't that a raya that had the zrika shenidu? Now, the truth is, how do you know heter zrika shenino? Maybe heter shchita shenino. All you see is that the heter is not heter achila, because we're talking about a psul that happened before the zrika, and it's considered shas heter. Assuming lon means lon dam. So you know for sure you ruled out one of the three, but there are another two options. What's the shma mino heter zrika shenino? Maybe it's heter shchita shenino. So pashup shat, the way the Mefarish explains, is that if the Rabbi Yeshua held heter shchita, that he should have given an example where there wasn't a kasher kabbalah yet. Why did he give an example where there was a kasher kabbalah? So what you see in lon dam is two things. Number one, there was a kasher kabbalah, because you can't have lean on the dam before you have the kabbalah. And number two, that dude wasn't a kasher zrika. So it sounds like it's that interim stage. It's the middle of the three options that's considered the shaset l'kayanim. So when the shaila was brought up, this big tumul bar kapara bar pada, Chizkiyah said het the shchita. Rabbi Yochanan said het rachila. They picked the two extremes. Chizkiyah said it's the shchita. Rabbi Yochanan said het rachila, which means it's all about the zrika. Nobody said kabbalah. Said Rav Zeir, if you're asking me, masnisin loy daika to loy kechizkiyah or the like Rav Zeir. But the Gemara says that this whole Reb Zeira is not muchach. Why? Because Reb Zeira's point is predicated on when the Mishnah says lon, what was lon? The dam was lon. Oh, the dam was lon. It means there was already a kabbalah. There wasn't a zrika, and it's considered shas heter. So it must be the kabbalah is what makes it shas heter. But the Gemara says loy the lon basa. Maybe it's talking about where the basa was lon. Abel dam is dark, but maybe the dam already had a zrika. Mishum hochi, and it's for that reason ketani ein mayalim boy. That's why the Mishnah says ein mayalim boy. So again, if the lan means the dam was lan, and chanam, you'd have it right, but it's not muchach. That's what chanam. We learned in the Mishnah, we say, shloi hoysu l'shas heta l'kayanim, shenishchata chutz l'smana v'chutz l'mkayma, v'shekiblu psulim, v'zarku estama. So again, Rabbi Yeshua gave a rule, and then he gave examples of the rule. So the rule itself is sasa. How sasa? We have three options of what exactly Rabbi Yeshua might have meant. But then he gave examples, and we're trying to get some help from the examples, some insight as to what the rule of Rabbi Yeshua might have been. So the examples of shas heter l'kayanim were lon, tumo, and yoitza. The examples of loy hoysa l'shas ha-kosher was chutz l'zmana, chutz l'kayma, shekiblu psulin, v'zarku estama. So the Gemara is going to try to prove what Rabbi Yeshua meant from the last line. V'shekiblu psulin, v'zarku estama. Says the Gemara, heichidami. What exactly does that mean? Meaning, how are you supposed to read those words? Shekiblu psulin, v'zarku estama. Ilemen, v'zarku psulin, v'kiblu psulin. Otherwise, is the way you're supposed to read it, that psulin did the Kabbalah. That's for sure. V'zarku estama, they, is referring to the same psulin that did the Kabbalah, also did the zrika. So if there was a Kabbalah psula and a Zrika psula, meaning somebody that's possible, someone that's not allowed to do avoidu, went ahead and did the Kabbalah and the Zrika. In that case, there was never shaset l'kayanim. In that case, there's still going to be mila. What do you need both for? What's the point? Once psulim did the Kabbalah, so what? It doesn't make it worse because psulim also did the Zrika. So what? We're just adding on for no purpose. So l'chura, once psulim do the Kabbalah, nothing is being nitoisif in the narrative by psulim also doing the zrika. So it's not mistaber, that's what the Mishnah meant. When it said, kiblu psulim v'zarku, el alav, the way you have to learn the Mishnah, and You have to figure out the right girsa here. Is the kipsulu psulim, oi zarku psulim. You have to add the word oi. Meaning either apostle did the Kabbalah or apostle did the zrika. Meaning either apostle did the Kabbalah and a kasha did the zrika, or a kasha did the Kabbalah and a apostle did the zrika. Viktani mayalim bayish mami no heter achilo shaninu. And if that's the case, not heter zrika, that's for sure in the wrong girsa, but rather heter achilo shaninu. How do you know that? Because if the way you read the Mishnah is oi, so when the Mishnah says zarku psulim, what does that mean? It means a kasha did the Kabbalah and apostle did the zrika. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? It's considered that there was no shas hetel kainim, and it's for that reason this a me'ilah. Now in this case, everything was done perfectly. You had a heter shchita. You even had a Kabbalah. We just had a kasha did the Kabbalah. What didn't you have? You didn't have a good zrika. A apostle did the zrika, and it's considered that there wasn't a shas hetel. Must be the zrika is the shas hetel kainim. It must be heter achilu shaninu. Isn't it a raya to Rabbi Yochanan? So isn't it a mefurish mishnah? Now it's a mefurish mishnah when you add the word oy in. That's why maybe it's not a mefurish mishnah. But the Gemara says I don't know how you read the mishnah without adding the word oy, because if it's oo and it's not oy, then it's kiblu psulim vizarku as dama. If that's the way you're supposed to read the mishnah, then there's no point in saying vizarku as psulim. It's not adding anything. So to give meaning to the words vizarku as psulim, you have to add the word oy. And the vav sometimes could be oy. You find that in Tayr Shabbat Peh. So maybe it's kiblu psulim oy zarku as psulim. The point is oy zarku as psulim is where the psul was only in the zrika, meaning the shchit and the Kabbalah with both kosher, still it's considered lo yoysel eshas heter, even though you had a shchit and you had a Kabbalah. If that's the case, you see that it's not heter shchita, because in this case you had a kosher shchit and it's considered lo yoysel eshas heter. It's not heter zrika, because heter zrika means it was a kosher Kabbalah, and in this case you had a kosher Kabbalah and still considered lo yoysel eshas heter. Must be, it's heter achilo. So the Gemara asks of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asks the kash, I hear what you say, very gishmak. But if the way you're supposed to read that line, kiblu b'sum zarku is dama, is not vizarku is dama, but rather oizarku is dama. I'm going to show you another mishnah. I'm going to varf a little. This is a mishnah mesachta zvachim dav tzadik beis amid aleph, which says the same exact thing. Same exact thing, albeit in a different context. And you can see over there, it's not going to work out so nicely. What's that other mishnah? So the context of that mishnah is the halacha, the very unique halacha that dam chatos shenite zala beged. Ton kibos. So if the dam of a carbon chatas goes on the kohen's beged, the halacha was, you had to wash the beged. So other than washing it for sanitary reasons, here there's a whole halacha. Ton kibos, and has to be the mokken kodesh. There's a whole perek in shas that talks about these halachas of dam chatas. So that mishnah says a halacha, that even though dam chatas and nidis ala beged is ton kibos, it's only chatas that's kosher. But a chatas that's possible doesn't have this halacha. So what's the mishnah? Chatas psula ain't dama ton kibos. Bein shal oisul shas hakosher v'nifsula bein shal oisul shas hakosher v'nifsula. And it doesn't matter if this chatas psula had a shas hater or didn't have a shas hater. Had a shas hakosher, didn't have a shas hakosher. Same thing. Shas hater, shas hakosher means the same thing. Either way, the halacha is that dam chatos of a carbon possible that's nites ala beged ain't dama kibos. The mishnah gives examples of what a psul shahoysel shas hakosher was, and what a psul shaloy hoysel shas hakosher was. Ezoy shahoysel shas hakosher v'nifsalo shalono v'shenitmas oishayotzo. Ezoy shaloy hoysel shas hakosher shenishchata chutzam kaim v'chutzlis mana v'kiblu psulam v'zarku zdama. Sounds familiar? It's exactly the examples that we have in our Mishnah. So the same exact examples that our Mishnah gave for shas hetter, loy hoysel shas hetter, in the context of the laws of Me'ilah, that Mishnah Mesechtes Zvachim gives in the context of the halachas of Dam Chatas. In our Mishnah, there was a chilik between hoysel shas hetter. In that mission, there was no chilek. It didn't matter. Bein shehoysela, bein sheloy hoysela. But that's not the point. The point is the examples. So the mission over there again mentioned an example of a psul sheloy hoysela shas hakosher was shenishchato chutz l'zman v'chutzim kaima. What we need is the next line v'shekiblu psulim v'zarku estama. Again, that very sasum line. Hey, what does that mean? Ilam v'shekiblu psulim v'zarku psulim. Does it mean what you want it to mean over here in Masechtas Me'ilah? Not v'zarku psulim, but rather oizarku as psulim. And if that's the case, what essentially the Mishnah is saying is that it doesn't matter if a apostle did the Kabbalah and a kasher did the zrika, or if a kasher did the Kabbalah and a apostle did the zrika. In either one of those cases, the halacha is, being that there's a psul, it's going to be considered dam chatos psula shenite zala beged, and you're not going to have the halacha of ton kibos. The problem is, if that's the case, it's mashma, that when there's a zrika, only if there was a psul do you have the halacha that it's ain't ton kibos. Whether the psul was a apostle Kabbalah, or whether the psul was in the zrika, but the point is
there was epis of psul. But it sounds like, let's just speak out the diak outside, if everything would have been done properly, if there was a kosher kabbalah and there was a kosher zrika, if everything would have been done okay, in that case, what would be the halacha? In that case, it sounds like you would have the halacha that you need kibbutz. The problem is, we know that's not true. Says the Gemara, kiblu psulim azarku psulim. Who they ain't dumb at all kibos, hockey blue, bazar kuchain, dumb at all kibos, curry kanashi is a midam of Leshik Farhuzo. We know it's not the case. We know that loch is that once there's a zrika, even if it was a zrika kshera, that loch is ain't dumb at all kibos. Right? The reason that chatas psula ain't dumb at all kibos is because the only time you have that loch of kibos is if dam that was ready to go on the Mizbeach was nite zalabeged. Stam dam chatas in the Velterain doesn't have this halacha. It's dam of a chatas that had a din to go on the Mizbeach, had a din zrika on it. If that goes on a beged, there's a loch of kibbutz. Chatas psula doesn't have a din zrika, and as a result, ain't damatan kibbutz. For the same reason, once you do a zrika with a carbon chatas, if the dam of that carbon would now go on a beged, Yevaita wouldn't have the loch of tom kibbutz, because once you do a zrika, there's no din zrika anymore. Chatas psula, there's no din zrika, because the carbon's possible. Once you do a zrika, there's no din zrika, because you did the zrika already. But the point is, once there's a zrika, even if it's a zrika ksheira, the halach is ein damatan kibbutz. So why is the Mishnah talking about vazar kapsula? It doesn't make any sense. To tell me, oh, because if the Kabbalah was kosher and the zrika was possible, there's no halach of kibbutz. If there's a zrika ksheira, there's no halach of kibbutz. So what do you have to say? Elo lav dafka. You must say that when it says the words vazar kapsulin, it's lav dafka, it's a meaningless line. It can't be saying really anything of significance. I mean, we know what the words mean, but lemaisa doesn't teach me anything because it's, if anything, it's misleading because it almost sounds like that you need a zrika psula in order to say that the halacha is going to be ein damatan kibbutz, and it's not true. Even as you could say, elamaisa. So what does lav dafka mean? Lav dafka means kiblu psula. Yeah, if it's zarku, they even did a zrika. Let's not think too much about it. But the point is, if it's lav dafka over there, hachanami lav dafka. So you want to tell me from the zarku psulim that's a raya heter achilu shaninu? I have a raya from a mishnah masach desvachim that sometimes the Tano will say the words kiblu psulim and then just throw in zarku psulim lahaglu toyer ladira and don't bring any rayas from it because over there you're not going to be able to prove anything. There is just going to confuse you. So here too, even though you could take out of those words, Vizarku Psulim, Araya, Tinaman Dame Heter Achilo, but it's better, says the Gemara, it's not Muchach to do that because you have a Raya from that Mishnah's Lav Dafka. The Gemara says, I'm Ravasi, Ravasi said, M.K. Lomali the Misni Tarti. Yeah, you want to tell me one Mishnah's Lav Dafka, I could live with that. But two Mishnayas to tell me Lav Dafka, that I can't live with. So if that's the case, Hajakushu Ladochte. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is Kiblu Psulim, Vizarku Ezdama. Assuming that the Mishnah in Mi'ilah is the one that's dafka, because it's going to be very hard to figure out what Vizarku as Dama means in the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachin. So this is probably the one that's dafka. What's the dafka? It's oi. Oi meaning whether the apostle did the Kabbalah or whether a kosher did the Kabbalah and apostle did the Zrika. It's considered that it was Lehoysel Lashaz Heter. So you see clearly that it's Heter Achilo Shanino. How's Chizkiyah, and how is Bar Kapara, who heard three tzadim, right? L'chura, isn't it mefurish in the Mishnah from the last example of the Mishnah? Isn't it a right heter? Achilas, the Gemara says, no. Elul Oilam, Dimila Dafki, right. You have to acknowledge that this is Dafka. V'hakamash Malon, but it could be, really, then. And really, I could tell you that it's not heter achilas shaninu. So if it's not heter achilas shaninu, then what does it mean, Vizarku Psulim? What it means is Kiblu Psulim, Vizarku Psulim. That's what it means. Apostle did the Kabbalah and apostle did the Zrika. What's the kasha? If apostle did the Kabbalah, what are you being moistened by saying that apostle did the Zrika? Once apostle did the Kabbalah, it's already apostle. What's being nischadish by saying that apostle? I mean, it's not oi, because if it's oi, it's a raya hetachilah sheninu. Chizkiyah holds not hetachilah sheninu. So must be the kiblu psulim at that point. Even the case of zarku psulim is talking about where it's kiblu psulim. So again, what's zarku psulim adding? It's coming to teach me a chiddush la locha. A chiddush that maybe I wouldn't have known without this Mishnah. A chiddush that relates more to the sugis of Masechtas Zvachim than to Masechtas Me'ilah, but there's a Me'ilah knetch to it. There's a Me'ilah punchline, and that's why we're mentioning it over here. And you know what that chiddush is? The Pasul Oysa Shirayim. It's coming to teach me the Pasul Oysa Shirayim. What does that mean? Afak after Kibbul Pasul Vizarak. It's coming to teach me, even if a Pasul did the Kabbalah, did the Zrika, but Kibbul Kacha Vizarak, Lav Klumhi, my timer, the Shirayim Ninu. What would be if apostle did the Kabbalah? So if apostle does the Kabbalah, and then you go ahead and you do a Zrika with that, so Kamuvin, that loch is going to be Mi'ilah, because he never had a Zrika Kshera or a Kabbalah Kshera to be Moitziyat Midei Mi'ilah, depending on what you hold, right? See, there was no way to be Moitziyat Midei Mi'ilah. Stating that, there would be a way, theoretically, to get it out of Mi'ilah. How? Do another Kabbalah. If you do another Kabbalah, that would be a way of removing it from the halachas of Mi'ilo. The new Kabbalah would be able to be Moitzi Midei Mi'ilo. What would happen, however, if a Apostle did the Kabbalah and then a Apostle did the Zrika? That same Apostle went ahead and did the Zrika. Would you be able to do another Kabbalah now? Now it's a little more complicated. You know why? Because when you do a Zrika, every time a Kohen did a Zrika and a Kasher a Karbon, it didn't just impact the Dam itself that he was Zorek, it impacted all the blood of this Karbon. The halacha is that once you do a Zrika, the rest of the Dam becomes Shiarei Hadam. Shiarei Hadam has halachas. What do you do with the shirayim? So some karbanas used to pour it on the yisoid, this yisoid, that yisoid, this nafkaminas, this is basic kachem 101. Between dam that's left over in the tzavar of the behemoth and dam that's left over in the mizrak and the klisharis that you did the kabbalah with. But the point is, you can't do zrika anymore. Once you do a zrika, everything else becomes shirayim. So yesh lachar, if a apostle would go ahead and do a zrika, would you be able to do another zrika with the dam? On the one hand, you'll tell me he never did a kosher zrika. So if he never did a kosher zrika, he never rendered the remaining dam shirayim. So maybe you could do another kabbalah with another zrika. Or maybe no, it's a zrika. On some level, it's a zrika. But you have halachas of a malul yerdu. On some level, it's a zrika. So to the extent it's a zrika on some level, maybe you wouldn't be able to do a new kabbalah and a new zrika with the rest of the dam. You know what the chiddush of the mission is? Kiblu, psulin, vizarku es dama. Not oizarku es dama. Because if a kosher would do the kabbalah, if you hold that to zrika shaninu, then wouldn't be meal anymore. But we're talking about where it was kiblu psul and vizarku es dama. Aye, what's vizarku es dama being moisif? Once apostle did the kabbalah, sememelo this meila. So who cares? No, zarku es dama. When apostle also does this rika, what you're being moisif is in the beer of the laws of meila. Is at this point, it's always going to be subject to the laws of meila. You'll never be able to do anything in the future that's going to be moisif midei meila. Because once apostle does this rika, it's oisif shirayim. So all the leftover dam at this point is going to be done. There's going to be no way to get out of it. Either way, there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. Either kiblu psulim bezarku estama means oi. So either kiblu psulim oi zarku psulim. In the Oizarku Psulim, really a kasha did the Kabbalah. And if that's the case, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? A very Me'ila de Gechiddush. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Heter Achila Shaninu. Because you see clearly that even though there was a kasha Shechita, kasha Kabbalah, but if a Apostle did the Zrika, the Halach is it was never Yoytze Midei Me'ila. So you see, it's the Zrika that's Moytze Midei Me'ila. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Kol Shehoysel Shaset, Shloi Hoysel Shaset, he must have meant a kasha Zrika, meaning Heter Achila Shaninu. The other way to read the Mishnah is Kiblu Psulim Vazarku Psulim, not Oy, Ve. The same apostle that did the Kabbalah also did the Zrika. What then is the Chiddush? What are we being moisif by saying that the apostle did the Zrika? Once he did the Kabbalah, we botched up this carbon anyways. So what are you gaining by saying that he also did the Zrika? Oh, he's coming to teach me Allah. Because once he does the Zrika, it's going to be subject to the laws of Mi'ilah forever. Until it dies. There'll be no way to be moisif midei Mi'ilah. You know why? Because the dam, when the apostle does the Zrika, becomes Shirayim. Oh, apostle is the Shirayim. That's also a Chiddush. So either the Tana, the Mishnah, with those words, Vizarku is Dhamma. Right, those words that you can gloss over 1,000 times. Those words are very important. It's teaching me a grace of halach and kachan. Either heter achilu shaninu or pasal lois shrine. But the Gemara says, is it possible to say that vizarku is dhamma? Means pasul leisa shirayim for abayim and erish lakish merab yoichanon. Wasn't this rish lakish shayla? This is a gemara mesach tizvachim daf lamed dalit. Pasul ma'u sheyasa shirayim. For malayim he told him, ein lechadova sheyasa shirayim, elu chutzas manu vechutzam koimai, hoi lemaratzen leki pigulam. He told him the only time a pasul leisa shirayim is if the psul was pigul. Because being that pigul, this is another one of the themes at the beginning of the Masechta, requires shechita kabbalah ilachas rika. You need to do avoidus in the carbon in order for it to become pigul, even though it sounds like an oxymoron. Carbon pigul? What do you mean? You need kashra avoidus to make a pigul? Pigul is the epitome of psul. So what do you mean you need kashra avoidus? But you need that lule, the machshav of chutz hazman, chutz hamkoymi, everything else was done properly. So you see that the avoidus on some level have a chshivus, being that on some level they have a chshivus, so the zrikas epis chashiv, the zrikas pigul could be yoseh shirayim. But other than that, it can't be yoseh shirayim. We're not talking about zrikas pigul. What are we talking about? Kiblu psulin, vizarku es dama. We're talking about someone who was pasul, a psulin de gavra. We're talking about a mensch that's pasul. And you see clearly that a pasul person could be yoseh shirayim, lachura, that doesn't stem with the maskana of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, incidentally, Rabbi Yochanan would be l'shitase. Rabbi Yochanan said heter achila shaninu. So, Rabbi Yochanan said heter achila shaninu. So, it's very gishmak. Rabbi Yochanan, anyways, learned kiblu psulam oizarku as dama. But the Gemara has a big problem. L'chur at first glance with these two sugyas not talking to each other. I mean, here you have a maskana for sure, according to Chizkiya and others, that maybe Pasal Oysa Shirayim and Rabbi Yochanan, nobody has any problems with it, said for a Dava Pashat, that Ein Lecha Dover Sheyasa Shirayim, when you're dealing with Psal, Ela Chutzas Mani Chutzam Koimoy, so the Gemara says, Loi, Afilu Pasal, even though Rabbi Yochanan said that the only time a Pasal Oysa Shirayim is where it was the Psal was done with a Machshavas Pigle, it's really not the only time. There's another time. What's the other time possible? Afraid the Gemara, how could that be? But in Lecha Ktani, Rav Yechon couldn't be more clear. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kama, in Lecha Dovash, in a Meratza, Betzibur, Vaisa Shirayim, Elo Chutzal Zmanim, Chutzal Mkami, Abel Tomet, Isa Betzibur, Mashvi Shirayim, Shar Psulim, Deloi Isnim Betzibur, Loi Mashvinon Shirayim. There's something unique about one of the Psulim, and that is Tomet. Someone that's Tomet is apostle. It's a Psul in the Gavra, he can't do the Avodah. But a Tomet is unique in the laws of Kachin. The reason a tummy is unique is because even though a tummy can't do almost all avoidas, but there are some avoidas that a tummy can do. He can do an avoidas sibur based on the rule of tomah hutcher betzibur, tomah dchoy betzibur. Now you have to be able to comply with all the technicalities, and when you say the halacha of tomah hutcher, tomah dchoy betzibur, we pass in tomah dchoy betzibur. But regardless, there is a musig, there is a concept that a tummy sometimes could do an avoidah. And because of that, the psul tum is always considered a kula diga psul, even though tum is very chum, right? Tumme that enters the base hamikdash, tumas mikdash v'kadosh of oil of yoyre, chayvi krisis, the beginning of masach teshfuas, the avoid on yom kippur was mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadosh. So it's a very, very the sar l'ashem. That's what it came for. It's a very big deal. Stating that there is a kula in the shulchan aruch of kachim when it relates to a tameh, because of the fact that a tameh you find sometimes could do the avodah by carbon tzibur. Even when a tameh is doing the avodah in a setting where he's not allowed to do the avodah, the fact that sometimes he could do it, that makes it a little bit more cool thing. So says the Gemara, could be that would be a cool over here. That Rabbi Yochanan, who said that pasul oisei shirayim only chutzas mani chutzam kaimai, he meant another exception as well. What he was trying to say is that anytime this episode sad kula, I guess the beer, and what the Gemara is saying is that's enough to say that a pasul will be Yosef Shirayim. Chutzas mani chutzam koimoy holom ratzel lepigulay. That's svara. Tomei, there's another svara. The svara is because he's Issa Betzibur. I didn't Rabbi Yochanan say such an all-inclusive language of Ein Lecha. Yeah, Ein Lecha, where you don't have a svara of Issa Betzibur, as opposed to a tomei that's Issa Betzibur. But the bottom line is tomei is a psul, where even Rabbi Yochanan would be made the pasul Yosef Shirayim, perhaps. It's also a psul with a menches pasul. So maybe the Mishnah, when it says kiblu psulim v'zarku esdam, is talking about not any psul. It doesn't mean an oinain, for example. It doesn't mean an isha. It doesn't mean a zar. It means something very specific. It means a tame. A tame would be Yosef Shirayim. So it could be the way you read the Mishnah is kiblu psulim v'zarku. What's the chiddush of v'zarku? That once a pasul does his riki, you'll never be able to be made to midei mila. Why not? Because now all the dam is going to be Shirayim. Pasul Leisa Shirayim, even a psul gabi, yeah, there's one type of psul. What's that psul? The psul tamis. Again, it's two ways to read the Mishnah. Kiblu psulim, oizarku psulim, meaning there was a kasher kabbalah, only the zrika was possible, or kiblu psulim, vizarku psulim. If it's oi, it's muchach heterachila shaninu. If it's ve, then it's muchach pasul leisa Shirayim. Aye, I thought pasul's not leisa Shirayim. You can always tell me the Mishnah's going without a tame. Tame would fit in the Pirish Amilus of the Mishnah, and by a Tomei, there's mocking to say, Al-Kopanim, that apostle would be Oysish Rai. Tashma, one more Rai. Yeah, Pigol, Oilam, Oilam, Boy. Pigol, there's always Mi'ilah. So whether or not there's Mi'ilah by a carbon pigol was really the topic of Daf Dalid, Rav Gidol's halacha. Rav Gidol said that if you bring a carbon with a machsheves pigol, so the halacha is it's considered a zrika psula. Meaning, even though there would have been a havamina, hoyle maratzala pigula, but Rav Gidol said it's not the way it works. So Rav Gidol said a zrika's pigol by kachin kadashim is not moitzi the basam yidei me'ilo, and a zrika's pigol by kachim kalim is not mevi the kachim kalim yidei me'ilo. But stating that, the Gemara over there discussed it with different brises, right? There was an arichas Rav Gidol's halacha. Says the Gemara that this brisa says, ha-pigul lo'oilim mo'yalim boy. We're talking about kachin kadashim, and there's always going to be me'ilo by pigul. In other words, pigul can't be moitzi me'ilo. So the Gemara says, "My lab the loy zarak." The assumption is it's talking about where there was no zrika. Why would you make that assumption? Because the Gemara thinks that maybe if there was a zrika, you should say hoyle meratzel lepigula. I said the zrika's pigul is going to be moitzi midei meila. So if it's moitzi midei meila, so then lechura at that point it would make sense moyle moy. It should be a moyle moy. So presumably it's talking about where there was no zrika. And if that's the case, it's mashma only by pigul where there was no zrika. Is there still meila? But if there wasn't pigul and there was no zrika, there would not be me'ila. Shmami no had the zrika shani no. So the Gemara says, "Loi, that's not the case." Zarka, really, it's talking about whether it was a zrika. Faith the Gemara, if there was a zrika, umayla oila. then how do you understand the word lo'ilam? Now, if you look at Tosfos Dibra Maskul, my lo'ilam, so Tosfos says, what? If it's talking about where the Zerika was done, that's when you're bothered with lo'ilam. If anything, it should be just the opposite. But right? Lo'ilam sounds like always. What does it always mean? It doesn't matter if there was Shechita, Kabbalah, Loch, Zerika. If there was Pidgo, there's always going to be Me'ilah. Zok Gemara. Bishloim, if it means only Kabbalah, then I understand lo'ilam. But if there was Zerika, then I don't understand lo'ilam. I am shown either way. So the Gemara says, Hakamash Pelot, but the bottom line is, the Chiddush is, Kiddur Rav Gidol, Dam Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Zerika's Pigol, Edi Moitzim Edei Me'ilo, Meini Meini Lidei Me'ilo. The point is that really the Braisa is talking about where there was a Zerika, and it's going according to Rav Gidol, and the word Lo'olam is somehow teaching me Rav Gidol's Chiddush. Again, I ain't telling this, but the point is, you have no Raya to our Shiloh. The Raya would be, if we assume not like Rav Gidol, so we assume that there was no Zerika, and it's only because there was Pigol that there's still going to be Me'ilah. In other words, because if there wasn't Pigol, the Kabbalah alone would be enough to say that there shouldn't be Me'ilah, and if that's the case, it'd be a Raya that the Kabbalah is what's Moitzim Edei Me'ilah, had the Zerika Shanino, but the Gemara Sam Muchach, maybe the Braisa is Rav Gidol. Why can't you have a Braisa that works with Rav Gidol said it? So Gidol must have thought that the Braisa stems with Rav Gidol. So the point is that maybe it's talking about even where there was a Zerika. If there was a Zerika, you have no Raya. Could be really Heter, Achilo Shanino.